in Siman Tov Nun Beis, Sif Vov, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed. So in the situation where you have a large kli, so the kasha, the large kli, you have to kasha the rim also. The solution is to make around the rim a sofa, a rim around the rim. You don't do it on the rim because that doesn't solve your problem, because then the water still won't go there. You do it outside of it. Your goal is to make the water go over the top of the rim, so you're making this stuff which is like outside of it. Betit. So you make it with tit. So the Mishnah Berurah says cut lamed aleph. B'shayim says koyim says shana. You can use dough the rest of the year, but it wouldn't be such a great idea to use dough on a hot pot that you're kashering for Pesach. You would see that might be a problem. For the reason why we do this, we make this rim. Sometimes there are going to be spritzes of the water, which is chametzik of water, has chametz in it, will spring up to the top of the rim. And while we're doing the hagola, the water won't get to that spot and get out where there had been an absorption beforehand. So we make this rim, thereby allowing the person to fill the pot even higher, and this way it'll sure get the water, the boiling water will overflow to that point. The reason why this works, we're kashering from the inside, because we're talking about a kli, which its whole usage of chametz was on the inside. So, kibbalah kach polto goes in from the inside, it goes out from the inside. So because that, cliche derech lachnisa l'soch kli rishon shal chametz, you don't, the kli is not put inside of a kli, because then it has chametz on both sides, on the outer side also. Rakshim shamshim b'socher b'roisun. You use it, you cook inside of this kli. Chen sagi b'sukhanazu. Therefore, this process of kashering it from the inside is good enough. See, though you didn't kasher the outside, maybe there's times when a little bit will overflow into the outside. First of all, you have a sort of Rav Tashmisha for sure would solve that problem. And in general, really, a process of a gola from inside really should pull out everything, even something which came in on the outside also. But in the case where you use it regularly like that, we're not gonna allow you to just cash it from the inside. But over here, it's just, it does work from inside to outside, and that normally how it's used isn't just on the inside. That's good enough. You use the outside of the kli also. Give a plate which you put on top of the kli, so the bottom. So the plate, sometimes the bottom of the plate is against the chametzik liquid. Sometimes you put food on the plate, so the top of the plate, so both sides of the plate are absorbing independently from each other. Or a ladle, which you put into the kli, so it's to draw out, so it's absorbing inside and out. And over here, do this type of process, it wouldn't work because the outer side wasn't kashered. In Tzarek Lachnis, Kuloi L'yari, you have to put it into a kli. Okay. end of thought. New thought. Kli shepibtzar. You have a kli which it's the mouth of the kli is small, is narrow. Sheyafsha l'shafsha for bifnim. You can't really wash it out well inside. But sheyesh l'konim shekarim rerin, or it has some type of a bar across it which doesn't allow you to get inside. It has, or maybe it means like it has like a spigot attached to it. So there's a part of it which you can't really get inside. There's a tubing. Also about gola, so you can't do a gola on that. Okay, so he said either the solution for this kli was either to put a rim around it and make sure the water boils up. Now you can fill the water up even higher and the water will boil over. Or alternatively, you fill it up well, then you take a hot stone and drop it inside, and it'll cause it to boil, to flow over. So really your goal is that the water should boil over, but meanwhile if you put a cold one in, it'll displace the water, but meanwhile it'll also cool it off. So you don't want that. So therefore that's why you have to use a hot stone. Yeah. Sif Zion. Noigan, I mentioned yesterday, Noigan Lishter Fakliba Maim Koram Akhar Hagolot Miyat. The minig is to immediately after you do Hagola is to wash it off with cold water. Lamadalit. Mr. Bird Lamadalit. Kadeshal Yaksar Bayivla Mimaim Roiskim Shalayim Sheshpan Klita Zachomitz. We don't want it to reabsorb from the liquid which has now chametz flavor in it, which had come out of the kli. So mikochem b'di'evad afim loy shot of klal in lachush b'di'evad, if he didn't do it at all, it's good. Ha'in magilin re'elakut zman yisur or shuvena ben yarmai sheish b'mayim shishim menad b'chanel. So then the day, this is like a chumrah because if it wasn't, if there was shishim in the water, so whatever flavor is bottled or was not a ben yarmai, the flavor is going back and it's a flavor which is now going in pogum, or if it was before the Zmanis, it's a napranat the teru. So all of those are ways to say, even if you absorb it back in, it's not really such a problem. So that's why b'di'evad, that's not going to be a problem. But the chadchila, we're makbid to wash it off with cold water immediately. Okay. So that's the end of Hichos Hagolus Kalim. Simon Tafnun Gimel. The halachas of the use of the kernels of wheat, and preparing them to use them to grind them for making matzahs. These are the type of grains which a person can use to fill his mitzvah of matzah. Bechitim, he can use wheat. Besarim, he can use barley. Kusmin, you can use spelt. Bishibol Shuel, you can use rye, oats. I'm sorry. Ubashifan, you can use rye. By minig lekach lechatchil chitim, our minig is to use chitim. Avaloba aris, can't use rice. Bishar many kitnias or other types of kitnias. Just for definition's sake, well, the word kidney is. So the word kidney is, the Rambam says, the word kidney is already found in the Mishnayos. The Rambam says the definition of kidney is a very interesting definition. It's an edible seed which grows from Zeroyim, which are things which are planted. And it's not one of the five species of grains. That's the definition of kidneys. So you ask what it means, legumes, doesn't mean legumes. It's a horrendous translation. That's the best way of translating. The Rambam says in definition, Pirush Mishnayos, which is not talking about Pesach. It's not from Pesach Bechlal, talking about the halachos of Hilchos Klayim. It's a mission in the Sefer Klayim. So there are vegetables, there are yarukas, which is that you eat the leaves. And the grains, you don't eat the leaves. You eat the seeds of the plant. theoretically you could plant them in the ground and get new plants. Instead you're eating them, and there's the five species, and everything else is called kidneys. Kidneys does not you can't be yotze matzah with it. It doesn't become chametz. Mutar la'asos mehen tavshah, you can cook them on Pesach. So rice would be mutar to cook. That's the mechaber. Comes a remover, yesh oisrim. Some say that we don't use them. Mishabur will discuss why we don't use them. Ashkenaz is lahakra. Rein l'shan is a minig is not to use them, and a person should not be make on that minig. Mishabur will point out in a case where there is no other food available, there is nothing else to eat. So then, this chumra was permitted at that point in time. We'll talk about when there were times in Kleiser where they actually were matzah kidneys, and they felt, you know, the situation, the lack of food was such that they allowed the minig of kidneys. Okay, miyaposha the ain oisim b'diavad. Obviously, kidneys will not make something oser im naftul the techatavshal. We got mixed into a tavshal because mikra din it's maturity. It's not an iser mikra din. You can use oils made from kidneys can be used for in your candles. It's no iser a hanoa. V'nosim im naftul the soich. A tavshul, they don't ask if they fall into a tavshul. Chimitul lahashas many kidneys, but by there's no iser by your rabbi motze on kidneys, and also when goes around when it's in the form of a refuah, it's not a form of an oichel. So if you have a kidneys based medicine, you can take the medicine. Vizera akliza va'anis aliander. Enem in the kidneys, mutal ochlam pesach kenya really. Okay, I'd love to tell you I know what these things are, and I don't exactly what they are. So with these three items, oleander is coriander, but and I assume anise is probably something similar to our anise, but. Okay, is that the Mishabura? These are the types of grains that Yotze Mehem below the matzah below Rishon Shel Pesach to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah the first night of Pesach. Minhag is to take chitim. Why is the minhag to take chitim? So there's going to be two reasons. Mishum duchavim lel adam b'yoser b'ikir b'shem hinder mitzvah. First of all, people like chitim better than other means, other grains. Therefore, there's a hiddur mitzvah by using chitim. V'im ein lo chitim, if he doesn't have wheat available, yikach lamatzah z'me'echad meharba aminim, you can take one of the four other species. A choshev lo b'yosef, which he finds more choshev to him. K'sheyerech l'tav, which he will never eat it with an appetite. So if I happen to like made out of oats better than made out of spelt, I should probably take oats ones as opposed to spelt ones. There is, and obviously therefore for people who can't eat wheat for any reason, they have the people who are celiac and these type of things, so they have, so obviously they make it out of different types of the other four species. Celiac is a person who can't digest the gluten in the which it comes in the grit in the wheat, and it will make him sick. There is another reason why we do chitim l'chadchila. The Gemara, when the Gemara gives the shear of chimutz, how long chimutz takes, the Gemara says 18 minutes, the Gemara says it in regard, it's referring to wheat. So we know by wheat how long it takes. We don't know by the other ones how long it takes. So we know it's obviously not immediately. We also know that if as long as you keep working the dough, it doesn't rise. We know if you use colder things, it causes it to retard the process that shouldn't rise. but we don't have a clear masara on exactly how long it takes. So you'd much prefer to use chitim, which we know we have a clear masara on, than something which we don't have a clear masara on how on what the issues are over there. So that's why we're machmer on that. And in general, the chitim are harder. It's a stronger grain. The kernel is a stronger kernel than that of oats. So the assumption the Magen Avraham says, the assumption is that wheat takes longer to be machmets than oats or some of the other ones. So therefore, you would have to assume the chitim process is quicker. Again, we don't know how long. That's why we're not going to get involved in that if we don't have to. Gimel avalaba herbs, they can't use rice to make matzahs to be yet to the mitzvah matzah. Wood and deichen, you can't use deichen. Deichen is millet. Yelof l'bashas mikro. The moral is enough from a posik. The end yotzin yedeichav is matzah, but lalav ishan shuchay ve'ela b'dabra shabola teichimutz ve'ela enam machmitzin k'nim sayim l'kameh. The only thing which could be matzah is something which potentially could be chametz. Something which can't become chametz, you can't be yotzin mitzvah matzah. These two items, Chazal, or either they have a masara or they are a mashayer, they do not become chametz, and therefore you cannot be yotzin with them the mitzvah matzah. Okay. Dalid, shamin kitnius. You can't use arrows or any other types of kidneys. But tatar kisha kar and it's saying no Greek. Okay. Vakakurizi shakar and it's saying no Turkishavites. Gam can mini kidney is saying. So Turkishavites is buckwheat. No, I'm sorry. I think Turkishavites is corn. Greek, I think, is buckwheat. So neither one of those are real grain, and they do not rise, and therefore there's no din of chimutz on them.
What do you think
of
this corn?
I think Terkashavites is corn. Kakeruzi. Okay. Lidei chimutz. They don't come to chimutz, and therefore you can cook them. Philosh adam kemach arvus. A person would make a rice dough. Make a dough out of rice flour. Kiyetze bezeh. Roasten with warm water. Kisova begadim. Let it sit. Cover it over like you're covering a dough made out of one of the five species. And it actually rises a little bit. Actually rises a little bit. The Mor says, that's not called chimutz, it's called sirchun. Sirchun literally means that it's like it's rotting a little bit. That's the actual translation of the word. But it's some act of decomposition of the item due to the water, which causes it to rise. That's not called chametz. See, if you actually see it actually rising, you don't have to worry about it. That's a Gemara. V'yesh oisim. Some people have a minig not to eat kidneys in Pesach. Something Mishabura. Lo mikra dinhu. We understand it's not, the second minute does not feel that it's because they believe it's actually oser. El chumra shechmir oleim. They undertook a chumra to be machmir, not to use kidneys. The Ramah continues. Tam Chumash, so the reason why they did this, so Mishnah Berurah says more than one reason. Number one, Mishum Shalpamim Tavua Mo'erav B'Mini Kitnius V'Yavshal Avar Yafa. They would sometimes grow near each other, or they would be stored near each other, and they would mix from one to the other. So we're afraid that there might be. When you take your kidneys, it might be a grain or two of the, a kernel or two of the chametz, excuse me, of the five species in there, and when you cook it, you'll end up with also the chimus because she ofem or yavashim. So the potential for chimus when you bake them or cook them. Void, the second reason. These are edible seeds, and you can grind them and make them into a dough. You make a bread out of it, a corn bread, something of that sort. There are people which are simple and ignorant. They don't understand that the flowers are different flowers. And between this bread and that bread, they see a person eating this bread, they'll end up eating it. Chasar Shalom eating the bread made out of wheat. Also, the Kulei Gam Bepas, Bechamel Shemini Dog, going to be one of the made, they'll use flour and bread from one of the five species, and then you're really in trouble. Fech Chichmir Aleim, that's a call pass of all tapshas. So you don't do that. Tefil Levasher Ure is a kidney of Shlemus, so now that's a problem of making it into a flour and then making it into a bread. But to cook rice straight, or cook these other seeds straight, the chayyim shouldn't have that problem.
No, God cannot. What thing?
The bidding became not to do it. They didn't do it either. Mishum loy plug. So even though that the concern of the mistake, the comparison is not really there in that scenario, cooking rice is not where you have a problem. The problem is rice flour or rice dough. But just cooking rice, the chor shouldn't be a problem. There's a loy plug. We did not differentiate in this minig which we started. We made it across the board. And furthermore, we have the first reason still applies, that maybe there was a kernel or two of wheat mixed in them. When you cooked your rice, you have a kernel or two of wheat mixed in, you're in trouble. Then the Bir Lacha brings over here. That there wheat in the years which there's a famine, when there's a drought, sometimes it can grow, it's wheat, but it'll grow coming out of the ground looking more similar to what we normally would think is the other types of seeds, other types of plants. So if I'm going to allow kidneys, people are going to come along and take this plant thinking it's not wheat because other types of seeds are permitted. And they'll take it and grind it, make it into a flour slash dough and use it on a Pesach. Meanwhile, this is mamash chometz. So since that does happen, that sometimes wheat in a year of a drought, or a year following the drought, actually says, the year of the drought, it grows in such a stunted way that the next year it produces this. It's still wheat with the properties of wheat that will become chametz, but it looks very much like other types of seeds. So they ousted all kidneys because of that possibility. So that's a minig v'en l'shanas. Mishnah Berurah says designed v'en l'shanas. Once it's a minig, we keep it. Even the last day of Pesach, we're not makel on, and we do not eat kidneys. In the case of necessity, a person has nothing to eat. And you can cook the other species and eat them, as long as you're not cooking one of the five species of grain. But in this situation, we said there was two or three concerns why we're worried. Some of them apply to some types of kidneys have both problems, and some only have one. So I have a choice between the two. I'm going to take kidneys, which only have one problem, is better than kidneys, which have two problems. So if I can take something like rice, which can be made into rice flour, and then rice dough, etc., so you have that gzera, plus you have the gzera that maybe some wheat got mixed in. You have both of those, both gzera, potential gzera applies to rice, whereas some of the other types of kidneys only have one reason. I would go to them before I go to rice. He says, Yakdim kidneys, la'uriz v'deuchen redetzke. You have to give precedence to the other types of kidneys before rice or millet or retzka.
Because you have no concern about the grain mixing in, it just looks like the seed looks
on. So the other ones only have, you don't have the concern, you don't have the concern of, you only have the concern of mixing in, you don't have the concern of making a flour, because they don't make a flour, the other ones. Whereas Erez and Deuchen, you have both concerns, though these are things which are similar enough to the species, you can make a flower out of them and use them. So you have both concerns. Shem demim yosel chamisha minim, they're more similar to the five minim. Shach butzfei the mixer, the gzer applies more to them than it applies to the other one. I'm not sure what retzka is, exactly what retzka is. Okay. Shane Derman, they're more similar, so those would be more problematic. The posh the hood in the chayla, Hashem is a kana. The mutlavasha loy im tzarchlas. Even the person who's ill, to the extent that he's taking, he needs some type of medication or food, which is kidney is, even though it's not life threatening, the minhag doesn't apply in that situation. And so we take a person has to take a pill, even though the base of the pill is it's a cornstarch base, so that's kidney is. So you can take the pill. You have to check when the minute by some sardim which they use rice and pesach, they'll almost tell you it's not worth it. They check it three times, piece kernel by kernel. They move, a few kernels and check to see if there's anything else in there. And that's quite a long, tedious process. You have to check it, make sure there's no chametz in it. Some time takes it a step further and he says, even says we're going to permit it because of the need for food, etc. We mentioned before the idea of chilita. We said there's really three ways. Prevent the chimutz process. One of them is what's called, it's called chalita. Chalita is that if you flash, it's called, if you flash boil it, it sort of causes the seed to clamp up and it will never become chametz. So if I'm concerned, especially doing this situation, or maybe there are some kernels, I'm going to be matter kidney is because there's a necessity, there's not enough food. And I'm saying, well, you search through carefully, kernel by kernel, maybe there's some chametz there. I have another layer of eitzah is to do the whole thing, flash boil the whole thing. In the case there's any wheat in there, it'll cause it to remain, then it won't become chametz. Now, we don't rely on that heter normally. But over here, it's the opposite. We're being machber to require that also. Okay. Ches. If they fell into the food, they're not going to ask for the food. Then it never was to be machber, but it just falls in. But wherever you can recognize, you have to take it out. Unless it's dissolved, it's not visible anymore. So what's the shir bittul? The Mari tests sheyesh akaponim roiv beheter. The heter is the majority of the food. So kidneys is bottle beroiv. If the majority is kidney, it's not that it's another food with kidney. It's kidney. That's the middle nadid. Even though you made the oil first, they used water to clean up the kernels, so it's been exposed to water. In that situation, by the other types of grains, the five species, it would become chametz because it's been exposed to water. Over here, we call they do not prohibit kidneys in hanoah. They do not prohibit kidneys in owning them in Pesach. They do not prohibit kidneys in a situation of illness. They only prohibit kidneys in achilah. So let's hold it. Hold it, Mishaburi, Yud Aleph. Let's hold it here.